Blog Talk Radio.
He's the trendsetter of gospel DJs, DJ Dex.
Got my headphones on, I'm back. Got my headphones on, I'm back.
The things I got myself into, oh Lord, I need to hear from you. Lord, can you pull me through?
Got my headphones.
headphones on, I'm vibing. Got my headphones on, I'm vibing. Got my headphones on, I'm vibing. I can't hear you when I'm vibing.
He's the trendsetter of gospel DJs, DJ Dex.
Already, welcome to Global 15, The Cut Goes Down, every Wednesday night, supposed to be 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific, post Onyx on the line with you guys. You guys have no clue that I just did some, like, backflips and some twists and all kind of stuff, because suddenly when I decide to, like, not when I decide, but when I'm like, you know what, we really need to have some inspirational music, we need to have some gospel music, we need to bring some of the gospel artists on the show, it's really funny that I would have so many technical difficulties, so I want to say thank you to everybody, especially our special guest, DJ Dex, who I do not want to keep any longer. How are you? He's on the line right now.
I'm doing well. I'm doing awesome. All is well.
Oh, my goodness, you have no, I'm like, this is the devil. I told my dad, I was like, this, there's no way. I promise you, everything that can happen, like with our little, like, broadcast setup went wrong. Every little thing. And then, like, I have another host, and he's not at the house to kind of, like, man the technical setup. I'm like, are you kidding me? Everything happened in that moment. I'm like, this is the devil for real. Like, at first I was like, oh, this is the devil. Yeah, I was like, oh, it's the devil. And I wasn't playing, but I was like, oh, it's the devil. But now it really is. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So when you were like, do you want to put that? I'm like, no, we got to do it now because
we got to do it now.
This was supposed to happen. So I want to thank you so much again for hanging in there with me because, like I said, this never happened. So I know it's supposed to happen now, but I was telling everybody, and just for all of you guys who are listening for the first time, I definitely, like I said, wanted to have a gospel artist on, or gospel, you know, we needed to have more balance on the station here. This is Jermaine Dupri's Global 14, The Cut via global14.com. So if you're not familiar with the blog site, please go over to www.global14.com and check out Jermaine Dupri and a couple of ventures that he has going on. Lots of projects and whatnot, so shout out to JD. But yes, DJ Dex on the line, Summit Lena, gospel DJs. Let's get straight into it because I've already kept them waiting this far. So I do want to say this before I get the interview started. I actually came across you, and I want to let the listeners know, because I listened to Kirk Franklin Praise. In my commute to Walmart in the evening night, and I usually don't go out anywhere late at night, and so I'm on Eastern time. So I go, and I'm driving down the road to go to Walmart to get what I was going to get, and I hear, like, all this rap music, and I'm like, no, I don't want to listen to rap, and I keep pressing the button. And I'm like, my satellite wasn't working because I was hearing like a DJ mixing and all kind of stuff. And I was like, no, this is not, I'm not trying to close. I want to hear Kirk Franklin Praise. And I kept pressing it. And then I actually listened to the words, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is inspirational. And then I heard it say The Well, and then I heard Kirk Franklin, and then I heard your drop, DJ Dex. And I was like, oh my gosh, they got a dope urban mix, you know. So I want to get into that with you, but I just wanted to let everybody know how I even came across the factors of you, because I was just asking anybody if they knew a good, you know, just a urban hip-hop, younger generation music, because I needed more of a balance. So all of that to say, thank you so much for coming, and I want to let the people know your story and just everything about you. So Summit Lena, and then I'm going to give you the mic now. I've done too much talking.
Oh, it's perfectly fine. I started off DJing, you know, at the age of 14 in Charleston, South Carolina, and it was a powerful situation because I was DJing college parties, mainstream parties, and things of that nature. So, and I was grounded in the church because my dad was an evangelist at that time. And, you know, of course I was grounded, but at the end of the day, you know, I wanted to do my own thing. You know what I'm saying? Doing the college parties. I was doing all these other parties. I was making a lot of money. It was good money. And, of course, you know, that's one of the roots of all evil.
Yeah.
So I definitely was having a good time at the time. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, long story short, I kept on coming in late, you know what I'm saying? And my dad sat me down one day, and he was just like, Dex, like, it's okay to DJ. It's fine. I like the gift. But think about what do you want? Like, is this what you really, really want? This is what you really desire? And I was like, yeah, this is exactly what I desire. And then he said, what is the cause? Well, I mean, to make people feel good, to, you know what I'm saying, to let them have a great time while I'm DJing. And that's the whole point. He was like, all right, cool. Well, why don't you do it for God? And I was like, well, because we don't have no music like this.
So the
powerful thing that he could say at that table was, Dexter, a real DJ can DJ anything. And I took that and I ran with it because I was like, what in the world? Are you serious? Now, it may be something, you know, small to, you know, the world, but to me, I grabbed it because I was so into it. And I was like, you know what? You know, I'm going to try this thing. And at the time, you know, it wasn't that many gospel DJs in general at all, really. I started to get, that's when Mary came out with Shackles. And then Kirk Franklin came out with Stump and things like that. That was that generation because you know, there's other artists that, you know, back in the day, like Anointed, New Joy, and people like that that used to be out. The Wine phase too. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, I grabbed them, you know, and then just pretty much, you know, mixed them, remixed them, and then I started grabbing different pastors. Like their speaking, you know what I'm saying, they're preaching and actually putting instrumentals underneath it and like cutting it up. So that got really, really popular with Bishop Eddie Long. And so I ended up doing like a lot of remixes with his messages, and then I did remixes with Prophetess Whitney Bynum, and then I grabbed Creflo Dollar, and I just started exploring. And then it blew up out of proportion. And the Lord opened up doors at the age of 18. My first tour was with Mary and Kirk Franklin. Mm. So it was crazy.
That's amazing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So I was like, wow, this is something right here. You know?
Right.
So I was still, you know, I was still grinding. I was still working. I was on radio. I had the number one rated Holy Hip Hop show. That's what they called it back then. But Holy Hip Hop show in Charleston, South Carolina, and still holds the title of the greatest, longest, youthful, inspirational show in, you know, in that state. So it's been a blessing with that, and I still do it to this day because I'm on five FM hip hop and R&B stations on Sunday morning. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
so God
that
is really
incredible.
Yeah, he's been opening doors. So right now I'm of course a full time tour gospel tour DJ. So I DJ for a lot of artists. This weekend I'll be in Columbia. Every week I'm gone, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So it's all full time, and I thank God for it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a tremendous blessing. And on the mainstream side of things, a lot of artists know me because of, you know, relationships I produce for a lot of artists, as well as do commercials. So I started on BET, doing a lot of voiceover commercials, and then also, you know, doing voiceover work for Puffy for a lot of Ciroc stuff and things like that, McDonald's commercials, Verizon Wireless. So it's been cool. You know, you remember back in the day on BET, back in the day they had Jamster commercials, like the ringtone commercials.
Yes.
I jumped on there and I actually started doing those like Jamster commercials. It was really cool. It was really fun. So I looked up to powerful people like Zorik, we call him Rick Party, and a good friend of mine, Milk Styles, he owns the company Commercial King, so shout out to them. right now. But anyhow, but yeah, so God has really opened doors. You know, it's been a tremendous blessing. I thank you for actually listening to the Well. I just partnered with Kirk Franklin, officially. So it's a really tremendous blessing. We did that 2 months ago, and then next thing you know, with partnering with him, the Series XM wasn't even – that was just, like, supposed to be, like, the end of the year or even maybe
right.
the beginning of next year. And mm-hmm. and God opened up a door that he was like, yo, you know, we're going to do this thing in July. I was like, what? So I had to – send a humongous wow. big shout out to Ron Hill and Monica and of course Kurt Franklin. That's the whole entire team over there with For Your Soul. So, but yeah, I'm sorry if I'm talking too much. Let me know. But
no,
I'm just sitting out all the information.
No, we needed it too, and it's your turn. But I had to get all of that out because they don't understand. I mean, it's just crazy. And like I said, I hit you in IG, and I'm real about everything right here, so, but I hit you in IG, and I'm like, yeah, they're not even going to hear any of what I had to deal with at the beginning, you know, all they're going to hear
right.
is the interview, but just the whole behind the scenes, we actually have your post on global14.com, we have, and everybody, when you do go to the site, you will see, we do have the information for the Well Show, DJ Dax Well Show on her single place. We do have the flyer up there so you guys can go and get the information and see all the time zones and everything and when it airs. But, you know, all of that was good to know. Everybody, you know, everything was running smooth. So it was just very funny to me that all of a sudden things would want to mess up. So
right.
I love hearing your story and I love hearing everything that how you kind of watched. I will just basically describe to us how everything unfolded for you and your plan and God's plan for your life. I love it. I want to ask you this then,
sure.
And I know that you had a couple of musical influences growing up. Who are some of the people that you look to, even because I loved Kirk Franklin, because he made it cool to be, you know, listen to Christian music.
Right.
You know, he changed the
right.
game for our generation. But and who are some of the people, and it could be if it was secular, but who are some of the people that you look to musically inspire you? I think I read somewhere DJ Jazzy Jeff may have been something for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the I skipped that part at the beginning. I apologize. But how I got started or whatever was I was looking at TV and I was watching TV. I don't know what I was watching, but I saw DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith, you know what I'm saying, on television. I was like, oh, snap, this is cool. So, you know, Jazzy Jeff got on, you know, he was doing his thing. I mean, I'm like, yo, he is off the chain, you know.
Yeah.
So that really changed my life. So as far as to answer your question, of course, DJ Jazzy Jeff, he oh my God, his skills are really, really off the chain. DJ Cass is a DJ out there in Charleston, South Carolina, and I still do a show with him to this day. It's a privilege and an honor to actually even do a show with the mentor of mine. So his skills are just crazy. And I look up to him. I look up to DJ Icy's out there in Charleston, South Carolina as well. I mean, there's so many DJs. Oh my gosh, that I look up to. But I mean, who poured into me? I have to say, of course, Brian Seabrook. He's another DJ. Like DJ Cass, he poured into me. Now the thing is, I learned how to DJ on my own. See, they didn't believe. See, back in the day, it was something totally different. We didn't have YouTube. You feel what I'm saying?
No.
So, so it wasn't like we were gonna go get the answer on YouTube.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, it was like, yo, if you're in the studio with me right now, you're gonna stand 10 feet away from me, and then you're gonna figure out what I'm doing because I'm not gonna tell you nothing. So, I mean,
you had real records, actually, that you probably had to
exactly
work with.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep. Yep, right. Techniques. That's what I actually started off. Those were my first pair of turntables, Technique 1200. And I learned, you know, of course, with the records, learned how to treat my needles and all that good stuff. So it was,
I know.
It was really,
there's so many rules to it.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And I'm not an actual DJ or anything like that. I can play and put together a good flow of music, but, you know, no scratching or anything like that, and no desire to, because, you know, it's not my area, but.
Right.
But I do know it requires skill, you know, and
yes.
I'm affiliated with a lot of DJs, actually, just by, you know, coalition, and they still, you know, they take pride in being able to do that. How do you feel about DJs today? And not that we have to, and not about judging other people, but just
yes.
How do you feel about the art of the DJ? And is that a lost art, the scratching and all of that, due to maybe the technology today?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, you know, I'm an old school cat, you know what I'm saying? I'm with the tech, you know what I'm saying? I'm with it 1,000%. But, of course, we have CDJs, you know, that's not cheating. But, but I mean, I'm just still with, like I said, the craft of really, mm-hmm. really, you know, getting down, listening to a song, matching up your BPM, not you know, of course, hitting that sync button and
right.
letting it do it itself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then
exactly.
also reading your crowd. You know what I'm saying? Not just going off of a mm-hmm. playlist that you just, oh, okay, I'm just going to try to, you know, pre-record this joint and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
On certain situations, mm-hmm. you got to do what you got to do. But like I said, at the end of the day, for real DJ, of course, you know, he gets on the turntables, he reads his crowd, and he interacts with his crowd, and he can go anywhere
mm-hmm.
with his crowd. He can take them West Coast, he can take them East, he can take them reggae, he can take them pop,
mm-hmm.
he can take them all over. You know, and that's what
mm-hmm.
I even do, is amazing. That's what I do with, of course, inspirational music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are amazed because I got reggae, I got go-go, I got, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop.
Yeah.
I got that rhythm and praise, which y'all was listening to earlier. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the R&B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it kind of gets you in the mood. It's like, wow, this is, you know, this is really good music that, you know, you can sit back, relax, enjoy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I hope that answered your question. Did I answer your question?
No, it did. Yes, you did.
Okay.
This is perfect.
Okay.
And then saying that, I do know that, how do you feel about, you know, having to, because you're, like you said, there weren't that many gospel DJs, and I'm still not familiar with several, you know, because again,
and
I showed you my screenshot where I was like, can I get some indie unsigned? Can somebody send me something like
yeah.
a dollar? And, you know, Lecrae came on the scene, and I think that was wonderful for mainstream because it opened some doors, you know, and opened some ears for people that weren't, you know, receptive
right.
before. To that whole style of music, if you will. So,
right.
How do you go about when you go to play somewhere or when you're introducing this sound to those who aren't that familiar? How do you introduce? Is there a certain type of way to introduce this? Because you know, again, you just have certain generations that are used to this type of gospel music, and it took them a while to get accustomed to Kirk Franklin. Now we've turned it up a notch or two, you know, with
right.
what we have today. So is there
right,
a
right.
way to introduce this to the new generation? Like, I don't know if I'm even asking the question right, but
no.
how does it really fit
You're
in?
Right.
Where does it stand, if you will, gospel, urban, and hip-hop? Where does it stand right now, and what can we do to continue to filter it out and get it to be more receptive and mainstream, if
well,
you will?
Great question. See, There's a lot of artists out here that has great music, like Lecrae, like you know, Jordan Armstrong, like you
mm-hmm.
know, Joshua Rogers, people like that. Like they got great, they have great music. To get it out here, to introduce it to the world, it needs to be in the normal formats of hip hop and R&B stations. 100. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? That's the number one question right there. And then when it is. Then, you know, you slowly but surely bring it in. Not as, you know, just, you know, hitting them upside the head with, you know,
right.
a bunch of music that they don't know. And then they're like, wait a minute,
right.
what is this? All this music, you know, because you
right.
don't want to force it. Because anything
exactly.
forced, it just never goes right. It never goes right. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, I feel that of course, it should be, of course, in there, in the same format. Meaning, you know, you're not trying to, you know, hurt it. Like, prime example, the Heat, you know, on Sirius XM, they play Lecrae.
Right.
They play Molly Mew.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they have them in their normal format, and that's why those artists, they have the respect of mainstream and gospel and Christian. You know what I'm saying? So, but of course, they had to make a statement. You know, of course, you know, look at Lecrae's numbers. His numbers are retarded.
Exactly.
And then, of course, Molly Music numbers are crazy and retarded, too.
Mm-hmm.
So artists that are coming up, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, of course, getting your record out there, giving it to the right DJs, giving it to the right, you know, program directors who's going to really support you and get you out there. Because numbers don't lie. So that's very important. Another mentor was talking, and it was just, you know, numbers don't lie at the end of the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about getting your music out there to the right people who's actually moving. Like, if you don't see a DJ moving, and when I say moving, I mean he's making moves. Simple. Because
exactly.
You have to have your own movement. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you reached out to me. You was like, yo, Dex, I got to get you on the show. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? You could have just sat there and say, well, you know, I wish I could get him on the show. But no, you was like, no, heck no. I got to get you on the show. You reached out. And look, we on the radio right now. You know what I'm saying?
We on the show. we got on the show, exactly.
So, yeah, I hope I answered your question. Did I answer your question?
You did. And it's funny that I guess when I think about, because I'm so very, and I know I went extra with you in the inbox, just telling you, you know, I'm not perfect, but I'm, you know, it's not a Christian manifestation, but I am, you know, I am trying, and I'm trying to walk right, and, you know, and
we all are.
Have faith,
we all
and, yeah, you know, and, but I walk a really fine line when it comes to mixing, I'm just really big on not serving too. And I don't know if that makes sense for many listeners or for yourself, but I'm just really big on making sure that I do the best that I can do when it comes to not mixing. And so in saying that, I have a few questions that follow that that I want to get your opinion on. So how does in your opinion, because you're more in that, I'm in the entertainment industry side, and I know it's all entertainment industry, it's all business. But you're in the genre, mostly, you know, surrounded by the gospel and your kids that, you know, you're toying with gospel artists. So have they already openly received this movement, those that you're not toying with or DJing for? Have the traditional gospel singers say, you know what, you guys are doing good, this is praising God, we love it? Or are they still kind of not on the bandwagon with it yet just because of, you know, the generations and generations worth, if that makes sense?
No. You hit the right question.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all right. I mean, to answer that, slowly but surely, yes. I mean, you can look at Rance Allen. You know what I'm saying? He does his thing. And then, I mean, slowly but surely, because, you know, unless Lee Williams wants to do a little something, that's my artist right there. He's old school. But anyhow, but I would say the respect level, it has, the inspirational music has gotten a little bit respected, even the more. I mean, this year, you know, you've seen me on the Stellar Awards with Canton Jones and Uncle Reese, and that was really cool for them to even bring that to the table. You know what I'm saying? Tremendous blessing, because, like, you know, they don't. And then even you got your girl Erica, you know what I'm saying? She's doing, you know, I Love God, you know what I'm saying? Their music is always been popular.
But
I'm just saying, you know, slowly but surely, you know, a lot of artists are leaning that route, you know what I'm saying? Or even just adding a little auto-tune. It may be something that simple, but of course, you know, they're leaning on it. So yeah, to answer your question, I feel that that slowly but surely they're doing it, you know, and I feel that's a good thing though. That's a really good thing, because now it's going to open the door for, you know, features and things like that.
All right. So, well, so now I'm going to, and thank you for sharing that. And now I'm going to kind of go, I'm not left field with it, but I do want to touch on the opposite end and the secular industry and just how it a little bit correlates with this now. So today also, by the way, you guys that are listening, I know that I mentioned earlier that we might can talk about the Drake and Meek thing, but I don't want to talk about it because I'm already over it. So I'm sorry, y'all. I just don't care about stuff like that enough to talk about it. But if you do want to talk about it, you can tweet me, tweet us, and maybe at the end, after, I guess, we can mention it. But I want to say, DJ Rex, you know, they had a record out a couple of years ago. Now, like, today they're beefing, so whatever, I guess. But a couple of years ago, they had the record out called Amen. A lot of controversy, and you're not going to be sound big. I'm not going to put you in any blogs or anything like that. But with all that being said, now I feel like when that song came out, people were a little too comfortable for me. Like, I just couldn't, for me, this is just me, I couldn't get comfortable with it because it just wasn't, didn't fit right with me to see it.
Right.
This chant about Amen, and I can't even remember really how it goes, but it was very clubbish, but it was very borderline when it came to saying Amen and God and praising God and all of that kind of stuff in the secular, you know, right next to vulgar language, etc. So in saying that, are we getting too comfortable with mixing the two? Do you feel that we're getting a little too comfortable, or can we not? I just look at stuff, but just, you know, in your opinion.
Well, I mean, in a situation like that, I mean, you know, I feel personally, I can only speak for myself, but I feel that certain artists and certain artists do things that are out of hand, you know, that are on the edge. You know what I'm saying? And and I feel that you can't. It's disrespect. That you're putting, you know, you may say Amen in the joint, and then in the next verse you cuss. So it's like, oh, you're contradicting yourself and what you're really saying. Then on top of that, it's like, all right, let's really sit back and look at this situation. You know what I'm saying? Are you living a life that you say? Why are you saying this? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you just saying Amen? Da 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 da. You know, you know, we know what Amen means, but at the end of the day, who? You got to look at who you're disrespecting. Of course, they don't care because their mentality is like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not for them. You know, they don't care. But they're just trying to get that hit. But, and you know, something that's going to be, oh, wow, this is great. You know what I'm saying? Amen. You know, like, it wasn't like a Jesus walk. You know?
No, you know what I'm saying? And I was kind of okay with that because I got the gist of it, where he was going with it, and it was kind of like the free Lecrae. But when it comes to, you know, that one, I just couldn't let it play. I couldn't let it get past, you know, like, I literally was like, oh, my gosh, like, with just a surprised look and face and all of that when I first heard it, because it was just like, wow, really? You know, so I just wanted to get your take on that. And then I guess with saying that, even not even going back to the artist having any type of self-responsibility or anything like that, because the artist is fine, it's the business, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
But I felt for the audience, for those that don't know any better, maybe are we mixing a little too much and getting too comfortable with it. So just seemed like, I just feel like it's getting to the point where anything goes these days, and I still think that at some point, morals, you know, we got to have these morals in place. So with saying that, I want to ask you, how do you feel about, you know, morals within the entertainment industry, and how do you find that balance when it comes to that kind of stuff in the entertainment industry? Because, you know, there's a lot that goes on, like, for myself when I go to these meetings. And I'm not, and again, I'm not, you know, preaching gospel and all of that kind of stuff. So not to say that I shouldn't lead an example, but when I go to these music conferences and I go out, well, I don't drink or smoke, but I go to the VIP sections because I'm VIP. And I'm glad I'm VIP because I'm not waiting in line. I'm not doing all that. And I hate the club and party. Yeah, I'm not.
Right.
Everybody knows I hate the party and club just because I like to be somewhere and be working and making money. So you can't keep me in a club for long because it's just, I just really have to be filling the scene, and the DJ is what it is. But
Right.
For me, my rules, that's when I kind of come in and say, okay, no, I'm good. I don't need to drink, or no, I don't need to whatever. I don't participate in that part. So how hard is it for you, or is it easier because you're within the gospel realm of the industry, if that makes sense?
Well, no, I got you. Actually, believe it or not, I mean, it's sad to say it, but it's technically almost the same thing. I mean, like, dealing with the same thing. I mean, like I said, I have mainstream artists that are cool, like super friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're tight, you know, and yeah, they may be like, yo, we're going to the club. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, cool, great. God bless. You know what I'm saying? And keep it moving. But, you know, and everybody knows my mentality. Not saying that, okay, oh my God, the club is bad. No, I'm not saying that. I mean, we have, you know, inspirational clubs here. You know what I'm saying? The ATL. And then also, you know, I mean, yeah, I know a lot of people here in the ATL, you know, Alex, AG Entertainment, you know, he does a lot of great parties and all that good stuff. But, you know, it's all about your lifestyle. And at the end of the day, it's how you're living, you know what I'm saying, and how you're walking. You know, is your light shining? Because if your light is shining, then guess what? Everybody's going to know. And they're going to know you for you. You know what I'm saying? Because I can walk in the compound. I can walk in Velvet Room. I can walk in Gold Room, all these upscale spots. And everybody's still respecting me as of who I am because they know my heart. They know who I am and all that great stuff. So it's no judgment. They're, you know, if they drinking, they drinking. You know what I'm saying?
You know, exactly.
They smoking, they smoking. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm sharing my light because you'll be so surprised of how many – mainstream artists that I pray with behind stage before they even get on stage. That's so powerful to me. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's all about being a light to this world. And, of course, you know, sharing that gift. That's what I'm here for, you know?
Absolutely. I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm very thank you for being transparent with this. Not that I thought you wouldn't, but I just thank you for sharing that because that's important. And, you know, it's not about, you know, again, everybody being perfect and we're all called to do what we need to do and all of our plans and walks and the way that we get there and how we get there is different. So it's beautifully defined by him already. So thank you for sharing that. Definitely goes back to the character of the person, and I like that answer that you gave us there. Let me see. I did have another question as it related to mainstream. Okay, yes, the Gospel Fest. So tell us about the Gospel Fest. I'm a little familiar with it because I actually saw, I like the Walls. I'm a really big fan of the Walls out of Texas. I'm from Texas. And anyways, I know that they did well at Stellar, I believe, and then I heard that they were going to possibly be at a Gospel Fest coming up soon. So kind of tell us about the Gospel Fest and what that entails. And where people can expect it, you know. I think it's annual. Is that?
Yeah, it's annual. We do a lot of Gospel Fest. Now the next one we're doing is actually entitled Praise in the Park. Praise in the Park is gonna be right here in Atlanta. That's August the 1st. I DJ it every year. And it's over 38,000 people that come to this event. Yeah, and it's a powerful situation. The 14 radio stations that I'm on, Praise 102.5, 102.9 is the leading station. Well, one of the leading stations that I'm on, FM, and here in Atlanta, and they're the actual host of that event. So it's like I said, it's a big event. Like I said, it's free. It's absolutely free. It's a family fun situation. So everybody can come, enjoy yourself, sit back, relax, and just listen to, you know, some great gospel music. It's really cool. Your favorite artist is going to be there. It's going to be at Centennial Olympic Park, downtown Atlanta. And that's August the 1st. And I'll be on the turntables rocking out.
Nice. Absolutely. So you guys make sure you go back and, you catch that information in Google and see where you can head out to that. If I'm actually from you there, and if I wasn't, I would probably be there because I just, you know, I need to see and be around that. And I'm trying to trying to do what I feel like I'm being called to do is really what it comes down to. Hey, it is what it is. Well,
yes.
I want to ask you this. What is some advice that you can give to, when I posted that post that I shared with you, and again, for everybody that missed that point, I posted a post saying, hey, I need a balance. I want to hear some urban hip hop, but, you know, just gospel music, though, not the secular. And what kind of advice can you give to them as far as to keep pushing in that direction? Because I'm pretty sure it can get discouraging. Not seeing many results transitioning over to doing gospel.
Well, the first thing I would do, and I don't mean to toot my own horn, but that this is why God created so many things and gave me so many ideas to make it convenient for a person, just like how you just said, to have that outlet. So what I would say to that person is, only thing you got to do, if you got an Android phone, just type in your search engine of your apps and put in DJ Dex Radio. And then they will download DJ Dex Radio, and then it's nonstop 24/7 inspirational music all day long.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then if they got an iPhone, like I do, if they got an iPhone, then I would tell them to download TuneIn Radio. And type in DJ Dex Radio, and they can listen to DJ Dex Radio 24/7. No commercials, just nonstop inspirational music. Just to keep them, on their grind. I would do that.
Absolutely.
And then I also pass on, the different websites to download free mixtapes that I provide and other people provide, not just me. You know what I'm saying? It's not just about me. It's about others. You know what I'm saying? I'm a DJ, so I break records. So it's all about getting others out there too as well. So, yeah, definitely. So that answers your question.
Yes, and so is DJ Dex receptive to receiving music. Now, I don't want to get you spammed because I'm not a fan of that at all. I feel it's still a business. Still got protocols.
Right.
Still needs to hear the car. Still needs to sound like something.
Right.
Are you receptive to listening to music, or how does your process go as far as airplay consideration?
Well, if people want to, I'm not trying to be arrogant.
Hey, Beth, are you there?
Tom, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, like, what I would tell them to do is email me at djdexinfo@yahoo.com and shoot me their music. Mainstream artists, I want your music too as well. That's the whole point. But I want some inspirational. Okay. I want to hear some real lyrical content that you're talking real good, like about something positive. You know, not about this. You know, we shooting this person, we trying to get girls, and that's not the move. I mean, that's everyday life. You know, that joke is trying to do. Tell me something that you do in positive, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the ticket. You know, these labels, they're really looking for real content. You know what I'm saying? Like, prime example, my good friend D1, he got signed to RCA Inspiration. And they used to be Sony or whatever. Well, they're still Sony, but they used to be Verity Records or whatever. But anyhow, they signed him as an inspirational artist, but, you know, he's on the edge because he's mainstream and he's, you know, of course, gospel as far as his lyrical content is just broken down. It's like, oh, my God. So, I mean, shout out to him and what his movement is. So that's the whole entire point, you know, like definitely, you know, root on to shoot me music. Let me hear it. You know what I'm saying? Let's go from there. You know, if I can't get to it, I have a team that gets to it. They listen to it. They know my style. And if it's something that, you know, that they're like, yo, Dex, I think you really need to hear it, they're going to give it to me. And then I'm going to listen to it, and then we're going to make it happen.
Most definitely. I want to commend you. And we all know, you know, it's God first and family and everything. But I definitely want to commend you for your efforts and your hard work and for doing everything that you've done, and congratulations on everything that you've accomplished. I mean, this is not just fly by night, oh, I did this party here right. or there. And you've done some great things and got in at a good time in the industry, I feel, in the entertainment industry, when probably money flow was even more than you know, it seems to be now. So you've been in the industry for quite some time and started at a great age. And so, I mean, you've done a lot, and I don't want listeners to you know, just because they don't see you, the DJ, you know, pilot and nothing against them, don't think that this is not a reputable DJ or someone that can possibly be influential to you in your life or in your growth
right.
or in your career. So much respect to you. Salute and congratulations for everything. I mean, it's dope to hear the journey. It's really exciting.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and like you said, the grind has been a long time. I mean, I'm thankful, you know, and I'm still grinding. You know what I'm saying? Because I never. I mean, yeah, I'm with a lot of great people. I'm connected to a lot of great people. But one thing I really want everybody to know is, you know, in this industry, you know, the most powerful thing is not money. The most powerful thing is relationships, because relationships are powerful than money. Because you may get $1,000, you may get $3,000, you may get $10 million one day. But guess what? You know, I'd rather have a relationship with a Donald Trump and all these other guys, because they're gonna help you way more than just having a little, you know, money for that time, you know, that time period, you know, the time right there. But at the end of the day, I just really root on relationships. So if you think about it, you gotta have relationships all over. If you get a flat tire, you know what I'm saying? Like the simple things. My brother. He told me, yo, Dex, you know, your cell phone should be your Google. Edward Long told me this. He said, your cell phone, your contacts, all your contacts in your phone should be like Google. I'm sitting here thinking in my mind, like, what does that mean? So that what that means is if from your everyday life, if you get a flat tire or something, let's just use flat tire since I said it earlier. All right. If you get a flat tire, you should have at least three or four companies in your phone automatically already programmed in the contacts, and you just go to tires and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I can call them. You already know what size it is. You already know, you know, how much it is. So you already know, boom, I'm going to hit them up. That's all about relationships. Mm-hmm. And then of course, people who, you know what I'm saying? You just got to think about the situation. Even if, you know, you don't have a leak in your house, you know what I'm saying? But you know, a plumber. But you're like, I'm never going to use no plumber, so I don't need a number. No, you need a number because you never know who may need it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's all about that relationship key, too, as well, that, you know, I really, you know, stick on, especially in this industry, because it's a big circle. And if you don't know somebody, then, yeah, that's pretty much it. You ain't going to get this.
That's
what it is.
You know, so, but it's definitely. Yeah, but I love that you said all that, and I'm this is awesome that you just shared that with them. And it's everything that when we have our other guests on and other celebrities, they'll come on and they'll say, you know, relationships. I remember we had Music Soul Todd at one point. He talked about work ethic and relationships, and you know, and I can attest to that. Everything that I've been able to accomplish thus far, and so much more has been based on networking and relationships, and you know, doing what I need to do. You mentioned earlier, just at least taking that first initial step. So it's so important. Thank you for letting them know that, especially being at the stage where you are now. And I just love how, even though it might be the same, because you know it's still the music industry. I'm not that familiar and well versed when it comes to the gospel side, so I would hope it would be still business and flow just like that. And I love to hear that is the case. So this is just wonderful. Thank you so much. Like I said, I knew we had to get you on. There was no rescheduling that was going to take place. The only thing I didn't get to do is I wanted to have the music that. We usually play, like, music during the interview, and I wanted to have music, and I can't play. It's just not right to play Young Jeezy instrumental behind you right now. So we're not going to do that.
That's the homie right there. World Prince.
I love Young Jeezy. And that's, like, everybody laughs at me because I'll be on the conference calls and I'll say, well, I'll ride the Kirk Franklin plays and Jeezy. And everybody just thinks that's a trick. And I have to do, and it is. And I need to do a little better, but that's me and where I'm at.
Hey, that's you. That's you.
That's
you know
me
what,
and
you
where
know what you
I'm
like.
At. And I know what I need to work
exactly.
on, and I know what I'm working towards. So I'm getting better. But that's the only thing I didn't get to do is get these instrumentals loaded. And maybe it was time for them to just tune into the message and your story and your journey versus hearing any music in the background. We'll just say it like that, just because that sounds good. So definitely want to thank you for everything. And just like I said, responding to me, I was like, he's going to think I'm crazy. I'm texting and DMing, Yeah, so I really appreciate you for that. And yeah, just thank you so much. And like anybody that's tuning in right now, if you missed tonight's interview, it is recorded, so you can actually go back and play the episode. DJ Dex, I'm going to play your mix on the way out for those that missed it, and just because it's just really, really good. Can you let everybody know again where they can find you and when the welcome
yes.
is on as well?
Definitely, definitely. Y'all can find me on this Instagram, though. That DJ Dex ATL, and the Twitter is the same thing. So it's DJ Dex ATL. Once again, that's DJ Dex ATL. And then also, you can find me on my Facebook, is The Official DJ Dex. Once again, that's The Official DJ Dex. And I do actually reply. I like to, interact with people. So, have any questions or anything like that, just holler at me. Also, the Well Sirius XM every weekend. Every weekend. We're not even going to stop it. We're actually going to probably expand it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
It comes on every weekend, every Friday and Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, that's Fridays and Saturdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, if you're up early in the morning chilling on a Sunday morning at 1 a.m., yeah, holla at me. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Sirius XM, Eastern Standard Time, 1 a.m. in the morning. So if you're chilling, or if you leaving the club, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, it is what
yeah.
it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Turn me up loud.
Turn it on.
You praise on leaving that joint. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up. Because you got out safe. You made it out safe. And you went away
exactly.
to the crib. Like, nothing like putting on some Kirk Franklin praise. I'm telling you.
Exactly.
Or the well. I'm telling you, I don't play.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
In the morning, and I tell people I have to ride to it on the way to the day gig. Just so I can make
right.
sure it's going to be a good day, a great day, and it always is. And today,
I thank you so much. I thank you so much for supporting the Well and Kirk Franklin's praise. It's a tremendous blessing to be with the whole entire team of For Your Soul Entertainment. It's really awesome.
Dope. Thank you so much. I love you. You're humble. You're down to earth. You work. You're a skilled DJ. You're talented. So dope. Can you go ahead and just give us some type of drop again? Global 14 The Cut. Everybody, Zia's the main decree is global14.com. And we're back next week, but I want to let DJ Dex do a drop for me. I'm going to play his set on the way out.
Yeah, let's do it like this. Yo, this your boy DJ Dex on the check-in. You already know what it is. Sirius XM, Kirk Franklin's praise. We turn it up loud and clear. Right now, I'm on this global14.com. Don't even play with it. Let's go and get it.
Yeah.
He's the trendsetter of gospel DJs, DJ Dex.
Decide to protect me, and I strength on your own to your surprise. He's still with you, don't you deny. Great goodness to show he can provide everything that you ever need.
He's the trendsetter of gospel DJs, DJ Dex.
I'm gonna laugh when you say right. sometimes you try to do things on your own to your surprise. He's still with you, don't you deny. Great goodness he showed, he can't provide everything that you ever need.
He's the trendsetter of gospel DJs, DJ Dex.
to your surprise, he's still with you. Don't you deny. Great goodness he showed, he can provide everything that you ever need.
He's the trendsetter of gospel DJs, DJ Dex.